Avdik Ribis. Let's say you only own Yisod the Rabbonin of Ribis. Rashi says that means Aboye de Mecher, not through a loan, but through a sale. Let's say I sell you my house, and I say clearly, if you pay me right now, it's $1,000. But if you first pay me up 2 months later, then it's going to be $1,100. So I'm charging you an extra $100 because you're keeping the money an extra month or two. But since it's not through a loan, it's only through a mecha, through a sale, that's only called avak ribis, it's only called like the dust, like the rabbonik aloha ribis. So on this, ain't the yotze b'al yonim. This we say no, that a yovid mahani, you do not get your money back. Now, that's Rabbi Lezer Shita. On ribis ketsutza, you get your money back. For Rabbi Yechonin Nomar, Rabbi Yechonin says no. Filu ribis ketsutza, even a ribis ketsutza, the aloha is, Eina yotze b'dayonim, it has not come out with dayonim. So the Avminer is why, because he holds Iyavid Mahani, so once you paid back the ribis, that's it. The Malva has a right to keep it and he can't return it. So who, that's the Machlekes Abayev Ravi, Iyavid is Mahani, Sivyod, it's Mahani, it's like Rabbi Yechonin, the ribis ketsutza you cannot take out with dayonim. Sivyod like Rav, it's Loi Mahani, that's like Rabbi Lezer Shita. So Mara says back, Omalei, Hosem b'svara pligi. Do you think the Yagdi there in Svara should be told in this Machlekes where the Yavid is Mahani or Lem Mahani? No. Hosen Bikroi Pligi, over there it's a Machlekes Hayadashim Sukim. And it's like this. To Yom Rab Yitzchok, my time with Rab Yechonin. What's the reason of Rab Yechonin that he holds Ribbis Ketsus even though you lent money with a clear-cut Ribbis? Once he pays up the Leiva, the Malva does not have a Chiyah to return it. Because on Machro, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Neshech Nosan Vitarbis Lokach Vachan Lo Yichya. So if you take Neshech Yishino, you're not going to live. So we darshan Lachayim Mutin is given. The punishment is that you're not going to live. But V'lerli Shav, and the Pasuk does not say you have to return it. So therefore, even according to Rava that says Yush Dilei Mahani, here it would be Masna that's Mahani, because the Pasuk says clearly over here you do not have to return it. Ravacha bar Ada Omar Mehocha from over here is the Pshat Rabbi Yechonin. The Pasuk says, V'yureisa milakecho ni Hashem. That after giving ribbis, it says you have to have yureisa milakecho. So Rabbi Yechonin darshins that, L'moira nesatev l'early shoven was given to be over the Yisra Yira, but not li shoven, you do not have to return our ribbis. Rav himself, Omar Mehocha, this is the Pshat in Rabbi Yechonin. That it says a Pasuk in Yecheskel, Hatuev Israel also, Mois Yumas Dom of Boy Yiya for Yehoilid Ben Peretz Sherfech Dam. Shall be gross this or not? A Kofar and Pasuk talks about that he lent ribis and it says Sherfech Dam. So we darshin Hukshu Malve Ribis L'Sherfech Dam. We have a hekesh people to lend money with interest to people that kill somebody. That Ma Sherfech Dam, just like if you kill somebody. The Lachur is L'Nitnu Li Shavon. There's no chiyuv. There's no, you can't return. That's it. You did the aveira. There's no way to return it. Is af a mola ribis or some malva ribis or somebody lends money with interest is nitnoli shoven and wasn't given to return. There's no mitzvah shav over here. So that's pshat in Rabbi Yechonin. The kitzur yes psukim why he says if you lend money ribis that you do not have to return it. Not because yovid mahani, but here it's special psukim and the yomer of Nachum by Yitzchok. My time with Reb Lezer, what's the reason of Reb Lezer that he says, no, if you lend money b'ribis, is yotze b'dayonim, you have to return it. So again, not time because he holds Iyovid le'mhani, but rather the Yom HaKor, come to go to Bayir also. The Pasuk says, v'chayochichi moch. The Pasuk says, if you learn ribis. That means to say, ahadale, you have to return the ribis back to the loiva. Ki hecha den achayi moch, they will be able to live with you. So the Pasuk says clearly, you have to return it. So it's not a machlekes in Yavid Mahani, Yavid Loi Mahani. It's a machlekes Hayadash in the Psukim. So this would not be totally in the machlekes between Abaye v'Rava. So again, the Yela B'Maik Miflegi. What is the machlekes? What's the difference between Abaye Svara, Rava Svara? So my answer is, Vishinu Kaina. The only nafkamina would be is, the loch if Shinu was Kaina or not. So Rashi is first Pshat learned. It's not even the gate to the loch of Gezel. But rather Rashi says, Vishinu Kaina means the Abaye Svara Shinui. Shinu here means that you changed. Sheshinu v'yovra adas hamotkin, you changed and you did not listen to the Torah. You went against the Torah, koina. Hitake helps, that's Abaye Svara. Bar excluding, mihechad iksiv akro, like all the other places we have, psukim say clearly, it does not help. Ola Rav, and according to Rav, the svar is loikani. No, if you argue what the Torah says, it does not help. Ela heichad iksiv kura, unless where it says it. But it comes with an echnami. Rasha boyis parish lon lehavi midi benayim. There's no real difference between the two of them. Then Rashi brings down another pshat to know that chinu kaina means the lach of gezel. If you steal something, you steal eitzim, and you make it into kelim, or else you steal wool and make it into begodim. According to Abaye Yov, it is Mahani Yitaka Bekinyan. And therefore, Vienna Mishalim Mela Eitzim Vetzemer, you only have to pay back how much the Eitzim and Tzemer was worth for Shasi stole it. But according to Rav, that holds, Loi Mahani, so Rashi learns Taka Loi Kona, you're not Kona. Or Mishalim Habgodim via Kalim. And you have to pay back the Begodim and the Kalim. Shinu is not Kona, you have to return them or pay back how much they are worth. And it really is a machlekes in Gemara Baba Kama, Perek Meruba. In Baba Kama, Perek Meruba, Ba'agoy Zakama, the equal amount, the Yom Rashi says, Shinu Koino, learn from Sukkim, some say it's not Koino. That's this machlekes. Now the Gemara said, Lishnachuin, another pshat is, Ba'anishnu Dishninin. Again, we went through all these halachas, and we gave answers. So Gemara comes down now, Ribis Ketutza. That La Abaye Lomad, what should be an afkamin? Again, the same question over again between Abaye and Rava. Again, it says now, Brivas Ketutza, that according to Abaye that holds the Yovid is Mahani, therefore Le Mahad, you not have to return like Rav Yechanan. And La Rava, according to Rava, Mahani Ribis, you would have to return the Ribis, because according to Rava, Yovid is Le Mahani, therefore if you pay the Ribis, you have the right to get it back. So what's the question? Go Abaye Nami Sava Mafkin Ribis Ketutza, for the Yodim. No, it's not true. Abaye himself, even though he holds the Yovid, Mahani, but he agrees here by Ribbis, you have to pay the money back. The Yom Rabbi, Abaye says like this, Hadain was a person, Demasik Bechavre Arbo Zuzav Rabisom, like he owed $4 for Ribbis. This Leiva owed the Malva $4 for Ribbis. V'yoyvele Lamalva Bechanusai Galima Deshav Yechamisha. He paid him up the Ribbis now with a cloth worth $5 for the $4 of Ribbis. So the kids of the loiv, instead of paying just $4 for ribis, he already gave him a coat for the $4, even though the coat itself was worth $5. So now to shal now kimafkinim inay, we hold now ribis ketzutz, so he could take it back. When we take it back, the shal is dalad mafkinim inay, do we only take back $4 from him? He gave $5 worth $5 for ribis. We say v'hai zuzi b'matonto, b'matonu the yovel, instead he gave him from matono. That's Abaye Svara. Rava says no, Chamisha Mafkinim, they would take away five from him. My time, what's the reason? Kula Bateras Ribisa Kosal Yodai. The Mises person paid now this whole cloth, Bateras Ribis. So if we have right to take away from him $5. So I call upon them both, and both Abaye and Rava both agree that Ribis Katsutsi is Yoitzib the Yodim. Like we said before, because we dashim Sukim, Vechayachichimach, Nehedelechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechechech Rav Yekom, like we said before, and the Kikot Miflegi, where's the Machlekes? Habayev Rav, Bishinu Kaina, where the Shinu was Kaina, the two Pshatim and Rashi. Stam, if you Mishanim with Divriya Torah, or the Loch of Shinu was Kaina by Gzela Nat, that'll be a Machlekes Habayev Rav. So we finished now the Machlekes Habayev Rav. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim. The Pasuk says, Kol Asher Boy Mum Loi Sakrivu. Any behemoth that has a mum, is allowed not to bring it for carbon. Is matam loin? What do we need this pasuk for? In beloit sishkatu. If the pasuk says do not shecht it l'shem a carbon, hakreik va'omer lamat. We have another pasuk that says allah for shchitas va'mum. El matam loin. What is this pasuk teaching us over here in Chav Beis Baal Tak Rivu? It means Baal Tak Dishu, that there's allowed to be makdish or the hamas a baal mum for a carbon. So mikanam from here we learn out that ha-makdish ba-limum l'gabi mizbeach, or somebody's makdish ba-limum l'gabi mizbeach, is over mishum chamisha shemus. He's over five different lavim. There's this one lav would be makdishit. But if you can say to keep on doing the rest of the avodas on the ba-limum, altogether it could be over five lavim. One lav is mishum ba-altak rivu. Like we're saying now means ba-altak dishu. That you're not allowed to be makdishit. Well, some take out this first ba-altak rivu. That the first lav is ba-altak dishu. Then Baal Tishkatu, if you make a Shchita on the Baal Mum, you're over a second lav. When we shum Baal Tizuku, when you make a Zrika Saddam from this Baal Mum, you're over another lav. When we shum Baal Takbiru, when you burn the meat of this Baal Mum, you're over another lav. Kulay, if you burn all of it. or else mishum batakiru mitzasi, even if you only burned part of the emurim, also you're over the lav. The Gemara later will come out, there's total machlekes, where the old you get malchus al lav on a lav shebeklalus anat. So one man v'yom means there are two separate cases here, either whether you makter the whole thing, or a different case you makter mitzasi. But there's a lav for burning either the whole, all the emurim, or even part of the emurim of a bal mum. And then mishum Reb Yosef Reb Yudam, the name of Reb Yosef Yudam, said over af kabbalas adam. You're over a lav if you make the avoid the kabbalas adam of the haman. It's a bal mum. You're over a lav for this. So the kids, so these are the five lav, and you're over a by a bal mum. The Gemara says, "Oh, mama, what would you say before in bal tishchetu harei omer lamat?" If you want to say that this pasuk that says Kol asher by mum leisakrivu, if you want to say it means to say that you're not allowed to shecht the bal mum, so Gemara says no, that it can't mean because it says rei lamatom that there's a lav and not to shecht the bal mum for a korban. Now the Gemara says heichen omer, where is this pasuk that says a bal mum you cannot be make a shechita? The Tanya learned that this the pasuk says iveris or ishover or ichorutz or yabelis. These are all different mumim on the behemoth, whether it's blind or it's broken. So it says leisakrivu, you're not allowed to bring it for korban. So the question is, matam lem, what does this pasuk mean to say leisak rivu? Im bal takdishu, if you want to say, means not to even be maktish of the hema that's a bal mum like this for korbin, harek v'or malamala. That's the pasuk with Darshan now before that says, kol asher boi mum leisak rivu. So from that pasuk we're saying there's a lav not to be maktish the bal mum. If so, ele matam lem bal takrivu, what's this pasuk here that says, iberes ashover choretz o yabelis? It must mean bal tishkatu, that there's a lav, you're not allowed to shecht it. So if you mak the shit, that's one lav. And then later when you go to make a shechita on l'shem korban, that's a second lav. Now, the isha loitit nenu mehem, you're not allowed to put it on the fire, means to say elu isham, that you're not allowed to burn it. If you burn the emurim of this bal mum, you're over another lav. Now, ein liyele kula, maybe only if you burn all of the emurim. Miktsasim, and how do we not say even a little bit of the emurim? How do you know also Yechayiv? Tam Lev, the pasuk says, Vishala titnu mehem, it says mehem from them. Mashmi, even a little bit of it, there's a lav not to burn it. Now, Zrikas domim minayin, how do we know to say if you make a Zrika on the behemoth's balmum, that you over a lav? Tam Lev, the pasuk says, Al hamizbeach, it says, Lesagrivo, Al hamizbeach means it should not get on the mizbeach, meaning the dam should not get on the mizbeach. Then the pasuk says Lashem. What does the word Lashem do? It's Laramba, it's the Seir HaMishtalech. To remember that there's a psul, the Seir HaMishtalech, the Seir that goes Lazozel on Yom Kippur, also cannot be brought from a Baal Mum. It has to be brought from a Tam. Rashi says it means Shehamakdishoi Baal Mum, like Mishum Batakdisho. If you're Makdish for the Seir HaMishtalech, a Baal Mum, he'd be overlaf. So the question is that true, but Lashem Larabbis is the word Lashem to include more lavim. I but Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, I korban shemeani av kotche bedekabais, shenikro korban, it's also called a korban. So Rashi says, korban is supposed to talk about b'shchut etksiv. It says, via pesach hoi mod lehavium, that if you shech the korban b'chut yichayiv. So I would have thought to say, even a korban bedekabais, even a behemoth bedekabais, if you shech the b'chut, maybe you'll see yichayiv. Because you know, sometimes the bedekabais is also called a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'nikrav es korban Hashem," and they are talking about bedik abayis. Somewhere says, "No, Tam Lem." The pasuk says over here, "V'yal pesach oyomayid," that when a yichayiv shchut echutz, only a korban that was fit to be brought, it to be brought inside the azara. So we dash like this: Haroyu le pesach oyomayid, a korban that was fit, and that means a tam that was fit to be brought for korban on the mizbeach, chayav molav mishum shchut echutz. If you shecht it now by chutz, you be chayif a shchut echutz. But shein ruy le pesach oyomayid, a korban that's a bal mum that was not fit to be brought in the oyomayid, is ein chayov molo mishum shchut echutz. If you shecht it outside, you're not chayif. So that's the din of shchut echutz. Now, oitze an yes elu, flo yoitze poros chaytas, maybe only a bal mum, you're not chayif koros, you be shecht bachutz. But what about a paraduma? Or else, a seer hamishtaleach, the seer hamishtaleach, Shehein Rui and Lepesach Oymoid, that they're fit to be brought to the Oymoid because they're brought from a korban that's a tam. even though the avodah is being done outside, but still the parah aduma, the Sefer Shlach, was from a tam. So maybe since it was fit to be brought, the min was fit to be brought lefnim, maybe now the shechta machut should be chayiv. Tamulayim, no, the pasuk says Lashem. So we dashin mi shem yuchodim Lashem. It has to be a korban that's oimit to be brought Lashem, means on the mizbeach. Yotzuelo goes out these two, the parah aduma and the Sefer Shlach, shem yuchodim Lashem, it's not oimit to be brought Lashem. You see, the word Lashem is a miyut. It's coming to exclude Isurim, not to be marb Isurim. So Marin says, Omar Rav says, Hosu minyona dekro. Each one is separate. You have to look at each pasha by itself. According to the Inyan, that's what we do with the word Hashem. Over there, the Pasuk says, Via Pesach is the rabbis. It says, Via Pesach or Yemoid means any korban that's supposed to be brought inside, it be shechta bachutz yechayiv. Then the Pasuk says, Lashem, that's loitzi. We might say to say that Yoni Shayev Shkut Echutz and a carbon that's fit to be brought to Pnim and not on a Balas Mum that's not fit to be brought to Pnim. So who are the Paraduma or the Seir Mishtalech, since they're not Oymit to be brought to Pnim, Lashem, they're not Oymit Lashem, so Bachut should be Potter. See, the word Lashem comes to exclude the Mamayit Isurim. Alright, turn over, thin one on the other side. But Hocha, by our parsha over here, that the Ishe is Lohitzi. Here it says the word Ishe Lashem. That over here by the Yisra, not to be Makti Shabbat Mum. It says Ishe, which means only maybe something that's fit to have the Imurim put on the Mizbeach. Then you're not allowed to be Maktishit if it's a Baal Mum, meaning regular Kabonis. But I would have thought to say that the Soil Mishdaleach, since it's not supposed to be brought inside, maybe there's no Issa to be Maktishit to be a Balmum. Therefore the Pasuk says Lashem L'Rabbis. So here the Pasuk Lashem is to Marba that even on a Sayyim Ashtaleach, if it's a Balmum, there'll be a lab not to be Makdashit. Samora says, time with the cost of Kro Lashem. Why do we say you can't be Makdash for the Sayyim Ashtaleach a Balmum? Because it says the word Lashem. Who do I see Sayyim Ashtaleach? That's why you can't bring the Sayyim Ashtaleach from a Balmum. The Pasuk wants to say the word Lashem. Have a minute, I would have thought to say, Seriyah Meshtalech, Balmum Shapadami. That for the Seriyah Meshtalech on Yom Kippur, since it's not brought for Korban, but just you throw it over the cliff, so maybe even a Balmum would be kosher. So, whereas, how could you think that way? Michti, let's see. The klal is, Ein Hagarul Kavuam El Bedav HaRoyu. We know by the Shnei Serum that are brought on Yom Kippur, you have to bring two serum, and they make a girl, one says Lashem, one says Lazozel, and then they make this one Lashem for the Korban, this one Lazozel. But both serum have to be fit, that maybe each one will be for the Korban, Lashem. So Pshita, they both have to be a Tam, and not to be a Balmum. So Marin says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Hamani Chonan HaMitzri, I'll tell you that our half a minute will go according to Chonan HaMitzri. The Yom that he says like this, that first, let's say you had two serum, you made the girl, one was Lashem for the Chattas, one was Lazozel. And then, Afilu Dam Bekois, let's say you shechted the soil Lashem, and you have the Dam all ready to make the Zrika, and then the one Lazozel dies, so what do we do? So one man, the Yom, says, you have to make a whole new girl and start over again. Choron HaMitzri says, no, maybe Chaveri Mazabigloi, just pick another soil Lazozel and make it match with this one. So in such a case, when you only have to pick one for the Lazozel, I would have thought to say maybe even a Balmum is kosher. His Kamashman is allowed not to make it for a Balmum. So Morris says no. Nihi di shamad le lechon haMitzri. True. We hear for Chonan haMitzri. Tlei hevi dichoi, that even though the Sefer Mishtalech dies, and you already shechted the Sefer Lashem, it's not a dichoi, you could still use it. But just you have to bring another Lazozel. But tlei tzorach hagrola mishamat lei. Who said he doesn't have to make a new girl? Dilma maybe, Maisla Magra, maybe you do have to make a new girl. I mean, sure, you have to pick a new one Lazozel. But maybe, how do you pick it? You can't just take one Lazozel. You have to make a new girl and take two of them, and sure, take again the girl, one Lashem, one Lazozel. And now the one that comes Lazozel, that's the one you use. But maybe still both of them have to be a Tam to be fit, maybe to be of the other type, Lashem. So even the Chonan HaMitzri does not have meaning to say that you can bring a Balmum for a Sefer Mishtalech. So where it says, El Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef like this, Hamani who's the go like Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon he. The Tanya would learn like this. Meis echad mehem, let's say one of them dies, the soil Hashem, or Azazel, is maybe chaver b'lo yagrolo. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Shimon said clearly, you could bring the other one, just take one, you don't have to choose anymore. So in the case where the soil Hashem is alive, just the one that you first picked, Lazozo, that one died. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to pick a new one, Lazozel, but any one, you don't have to have a girl. So since you don't have to take one for the Lazozel, I would have thought the same, maybe it could be a Balmum. Is Kamash from now plastic? No, there's a law not to be Makdish, not to take one for Lazozel if it's a Balmum. Rav Omer Rav says, L'nitzchoy not even need the plastic for, K'goyin Shuhumim Boy Bayoim, V'chil Loyachaveiroi. Where it became a Balmum, Rashi says, Liachar HaGrot L'Grolo. First you made a girl, one Lashem, one Azazel. So after you made the girl, then one became a Balmum. And you achil lo yachaver on the other one, V'u Balmum nami, V'kamash melon, the Aish achil lo loki, V'shum diktish Balmum. V'loch and Abichil, Rashi says, D'il lo achil lo y, al Balmum lekel malkus, V'takdishu al Hasheni. It's more so like this. Because otherwise, Sakatatachim, now what I thought to say, Vishtamim mi korban lo yadano, I hai mikvah l'shem, I don't know which one's going to be for the korban. L'ashem, so they both have to be a tam. Avloch akivon diin k'shem l'loki, since I know which one's l'ashem, which one's l'azozel, maybe I would not get malchus on this, k'mash v'lon, yes. That l'mayist, if you be makdish, even the story l'mon l'azozel, if it's a balmum, you're overlaved, the terrorist makvid, no, both of them always have to be from a tam, a tamima. All right, we'll stop here.